Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has said that the government has distributed about 8,600 crore rupees of loans to street vendors under the PM Svanidhi scheme since its launch. Nadda said this after launching the portal and guidelines for food safety for street food vendors at the Training and Awareness of Street Food Vendors event organized by FSSAI in New Delhi on Saturday. On the occasion, Nadda directed the FSSAI to waive off the registration fee of 100 rupees for street food vendors that will encourage vendors and promote more and more registrations. He also highlighted that FSSAI will train 1 lakh street food vendors in the next 1 year. Nadda added that innovative street safe rapid testing kit should be provided to all vendors to ensure that safe food is used by the street food vendors across the country. The minister said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision is to empower every person in the society. He expressed confidence that if vendors apply safe practices and cleanliness, they will see growth in their businesses. Nadda also encouraged the street food vendors to take advantage of the PM Svanidhi scheme program to enhance their business further. Working President Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee NPCC Kridi Thunio and Vice President NPCC G.K. Jimomi were appointed as General Secretaries to the Northeast Congress Coordination Committee. Congratulating the duo, NPCC said, "This is a testament to their hard work and it is a well-deserved recognition of the years of unwavering commitment to the inclusive ideals of the Indian National Congress." The NPCC further wished them the best in their new roles and in all their future endeavors. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested another 3 persons in connection with the NEET UG paper leak case. Of them, the 2 arrested persons are medical students of Bharatpur Medical College in Rajasthan. Sources added that the technical surveillance has confirmed their presence in Hazaribagh of Jharkhand on the day of NEET UG examination held on the 5th of May, while the 3rd arrested person is an all-rounder who was providing all kinds of support to the kingpin. Around 1,000 Indian students have returned to India from Bangladesh as the country is witnessing violent protests. External Affairs Ministry said 778 Indian students have returned to India through various land ports. In addition, around 200 students have returned home by regular flight services through Dhaka and Chittagong airports. The ministry said the High Commission of India in Dhaka and the Assistant High Commissions in Chittagong, Raj Shahi, Silhet and Khulna have been assisting the return of Indian nationals. It said in coordination with the local authorities, measures are being taken by the High Commission and the Assistant High Commissions to facilitate safe travel to the border crossing points along the India-Bangladesh international border. The ministry is also coordinating with civil aviation, immigration, land ports and BSF authorities to ensure a smooth passage for Indian citizens. The Commissionerate Police Dimapur yesterday undertook various initiatives to encourage citizens of Dimapur to make conscious efforts in contributing towards improving the air quality. The Dimapur Police, under the flagship National Clean Air Program, NCAP, carried out enforcement and awareness drives to check vehicular emissions, creating air pollutions by checking pollution under control certificates. The police also distributed pamphlets and installed hoardings in and around Dimapur to raise awareness on air pollution. The initiative was taken up as an endeavor to create awareness on the massive pollution created by vehicles, which accounts to 70% of the total air pollution across the globe. Sakra World Hospital, a renowned multi-speciality hospital, expanded its reach to the state by opening an associate office in Chumukedema. Speaking to media persons, Group Chief Operating Officer, Sakra World Hospital, Lovekesh Basu, said they believe in quality and affordable treatment and that they plan to provide comprehensive health care to the people of Nagaland. Managing Director, Dentik Nagaland, Dr. Imna Senla Longkumar, said the partnership will greatly benefit the people of Nagaland in healthcare by ensuring that people receive affordable quality treatment. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Have a nice day.